Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Malcolm Bradbury. Okay, Malcolm Bradbury. The dates of Malcolm Bradbury are from 1932 to the year 2000. Okay, now he was a British novelist and critic, but at the same time he was also a academic. Matlab ye ki he taught at university and his name is associated with the campus novel. Okay, so what is a campus novel? You should know this. I'll discuss it briefly in a minute. ठीक है. Now the first novel that Malcolm Bradbury wrote was called Eating People is Wrong. ठीक है. Eating People is Wrong. ठीक है. This came out in 1959 and the setting of this novel is in the world of academics. मतलब at university. That is the setting. But Malcolm Bradbury is most famous for his novel The History Man. ठीक है. Later on it was published. ठीक है. The History Man. It was published in 1975. And this again is a campus novel, but it takes a very satirical view at academic life or at university life. But before moving ahead, let me tell you what is campus novel. Now, campus novel is a subgenre of the novel form. Okay? And isme hota kya hai? Broadly speaking, the setting in a campus novel will be university or college campus, and the characters will often be academics or writers. Okay? But the problems that it takes up will be nearly the same, the standard concerns of love and money and religion, okay? And some names you should be aware of that are often associated with the campus novel. One I told you, Malcolm Bradbury. Another name is David Lodge, okay? David Lodge is also a novelist. He also specializes in writing campus novels. Another name you should be aware of is of Angus Wilson, A-N-G-U-S, Angus Wilson. Let me again point out that Malcolm Bradbury was an academic at university. Okay? He has taught at the University of East Anglia, okay? As well as other universities. Now, another novel, another campus novel which he has written is called Stepping Westward. Okay? Stepping Westward. This was published in 1965 and this novel leans heavily on his experience on an American university campus. Okay? Now, let me first tell you that he completed his education from Britain, but later on a fellowship, he went to the United States. He studied there and also taught at university for some time, even in the United States. Okay? And that is why this novel, Stepping Westward, leans heavily on his experience on an American university campus. Okay? Along with this, he has written other novels also. For instance, later on he wrote a novel called Dangerous Pilgrimage. Okay? Dangerous Pilgrimage, which came out in 1996. Now, this is a fascinating critical and autobiographical account of writers writing between the USA and Europe. Okay? Later on in the year 2000, okay, another novel came out called To the Hermitage. Okay? To the Hermitage. And this novel consists of dual narratives. Okay? One set in the time of the Age of Reason, okay, at the court of Catherine the Great. Okay? One narrative is set during that time and it also features a philosopher. And the other is set in modern university campus. And it centers, you know, more specifically on a conference in Sweden in the 1990s. Okay? Now, when you read a campus novel, you will be able to appreciate the things that are talked about in a campus novel. Okay? But from an exam point of view, just remember that Malcolm Bradbury is associated with the campus novel. Okay? The subgenre of a campus novel. And the most famous work which he wrote is called The History Man. Okay? Some other writers that are exponents of the campus novel are David Lodge, uske baad Angus Wilson, and another writer which you can add to the list is Tom Sharp. Okay? T-O-M Tom, S-H-A-R-P-E, Tom Sharp. He is also an exponent of the campus novel. So, exam ke point of view se, campus novel kya hota hai, ye bhi aapko pata hona chahiye.